From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Two suicide bombers struck in Israel early today. In the first, the bomber set off explosives aboard a bus in Jerusalem during rush hour. At least seven victims died, plus the attacker. In the second blast, only the bomber died. Later, in the Gaza Strip, Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian man. The suicide attacks followed a Saturday evening meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Sharon had been scheduled to fly to Washington for a Tuesday meeting with President Bush, but the Israeli leader postponed his trip following the bomb attacks. This weekend's talks and violence come at the end of a week that began with Secretary of State Colin Powell visiting Israel to push for acceptance by Israel and the Palestinians of the U.S.-backed Roadmap for Peace. The secretary then visited Egypt and Jordan before flying to Saudi Arabia, where his visit coincided with the massive bombing in Riyadh that killed 34 people, including eight Americans. NPR State Department correspondent Michelle Kellerman traveled with Powell to the Middle East, and she joins us now. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Leanne.
This sounds like a very difficult trip for Secretary Powell from the very beginning, doesn't it?
It was, for sure. He started, of course, meeting with the Israeli side, including Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and Powell failed to get a commitment from the Israelis for the roadmap that he was there to promote. And in fact, he didn't really seem to be trying to get that word acceptance. His main goal, Powell said, was to get on with it, to get started. In Jericho, the Palestinians felt Powell didn't deliver. The Israelis had only promised some humanitarian gestures. And then you'll remember a day after we left, Israel imposed even tougher restrictions on Gaza. So by the time we got to Egypt, Powell was trying to explain that, well, it doesn't matter if the Israelis utter the word accept. All that matters is that we get started. And then Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher had the classic line of the trip. He said, accept is not a dirty word. Then, of course, there were those terrible bombings in Saudi Arabia, as you mentioned, and Powell went to tour one of the sites that was hit. The last time I saw his people, some of them looked visibly shaken. A sandstorm hit, and everyone rushed back into the motorcade and left, and that was the last I saw.
In Washington, Secretary Powell is fighting internal administration battles over control of American foreign policy all the time. How's that affecting his ability to conduct diplomacy on the road?
I tried to talk to a lot of diplomats in the region about this, and some of them joked about, you know, the two governments in Washington. On a serious note, one diplomat in the region said that the conventional wisdom, especially among Arabs and Palestinians, is that foreign policy is run by the neoconservatives in the Bush administration. This diplomat said, you know, that everyone's politely welcoming Powell, but don't expect too much. Everyone knows that Sharon, Ariel Sharon, has close dealings directly with the White House. And as a sign of that, shortly before Powell went to the region, the National Security Council members Elliot Abrams and Stephen Hadley were there. So I think it was quite a difficult time for Powell to conduct this diplomacy, given this back channel to the White House.
NPR State Department correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Michelle, thank you very much.
You're welcome.